You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev. Earlier today, it was announced a big event coming to Edmonton on June 9th. Canada, Rugby Canada, they're going to be hosting Scotland. A rugby match at Commonwealth Stadium. Mike Brown from MB Promotions joins us to discuss it. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jay. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I appreciate it. This is a big announcement for you guys, especially to have it at Commonwealth Stadium. Scotland, obviously, a massive rugby nation. What goes into securing a team like this?
Well, I mean, Tier 1 nations, what Scotland is mandated by World Rugby to play some Tier 2 nations like Rugby Canada. So it's sort of to help grow the game. So, you know, Scotland has a choice of who they want to play, and Canada was luckily the team they picked in 2018, and we were lucky in Edmonton to put a strong bid together with the City of Edmonton and Commonwealth Stadium to get the game here for Rugby Canada.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time, no doubt, to see this or hear this come together. You know, is there a difference, you know, as far as the Tier 1 and Tier 2? Is it that noticeable, or is it the style of play, the quickness? What did we notice, Mike?
I think, you know, the top 10 teams in the world, there's a little bit of a divide between the teams that fall sort of after that top 10. Professionalism is a big deal. I mean, Canada probably has 20 guys, 25 guys that play professional rugby year-round, and other countries, you know, that have hundreds. So that's basically the main difference, and just standings, who beats who, that's sort of where you get your ranking in the world.
Canada's rugby program, though, is getting better. We're getting more guys every year that are playing pro overseas. What's the reason? Why are we becoming a better rugby nation?
Well, you know, I think it's just the amount of people that are playing it. I think for a long time, rugby was a fringe sport. I think with the inclusion of seven-a-side rugby in the Olympics, it's gotten a lot more notice, you know, on a layman sort of viewership, which I think increases, you know, it being played in schools. There's a touch league in Edmonton and all the junior highs. So now it's gone from not being in high schools to being in high schools, and now it's getting into junior highs. And you see a lot of clubs that are starting with minis and under fives, and they have, some clubs have 200-300 kids that are under the age of 12 playing rugby now. So that's just going to filter up. And as, you know, the years go on, those kids are going to hopefully stay with rugby and find another sport that they love. And it's a great summer sport. It's an alternative to soccer and sports like that. So I just think you're going to continue to see it grow, and especially, you know, on the women's side and the youth aspect as well.
Yeah, which is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's a great game, and just get everybody running around. And is it difficult for those younger kids to kind of pick up the details of the game, the rules, regulations?
I mean, they don't play, they don't start playing tackle until they're 13. So it's a touch league, more a lot of like flag football, but just rugby. So I think the basics and the fundamentals, like I think in any sport, are taught at those ages. And, the main focus, as I think with most sports at that age, should be fun. So it's getting kids out on a nice Friday night. The parents can kick back on the deck and watch their kids play some rugby and play some touch. And, you know, it's good. The boys can play with the girls until, you know, they're a little older. So there's not a real gender, you know, inequality. So I think it's a great sport. If you're looking for a sport for your kid to get in that's also social for the parents, I think it's a great sport to look at in the summer.
Mike Brown joins us from MB Promotions. Rugby Canada announcing they will host Scotland June 9th at Commonwealth Stadium. What's a realistic crowd are you guys expecting? 15, 20, 25,000?
Well, I'll tell you, I want 29,481 because the current record for a men's 15 match in Canada is 29,840.
Okay.
And showing with the support that we've had before, I mean, we've had close to 15,000 in that stadium for Churchill Cup 12 years ago. So I think that with the growth of rugby and, we've got tickets as low as $19. So we've priced it right where I think a family of four can get out to the game and have some drinks and hot dogs for close to $100. And, it's a 7 o'clock start, so it shouldn't conflict with anything else you got going on that Saturday. So I think I really want to game for 30,000. We want to sell out the lower bowl, and if we sell out the lower bowl, it'll be close to 30.
Now, I know last year when you hosted it, there were some other events, other games going on that weekend. Will that be the same thing? Will there be a junior game before?
Well, you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to create a real feel of community within the clubs. So the local clubs are all going to be playing each other from Calgary. So any rugby that's going to be played in Alberta on Saturday, June 9th, will be played in Edmonton. So all the way from minis all the way up to club rugby. So we hope that these clubs will all jump on board and have barbecues and create a little club culture, and then get on buses and come to the main game that night at 7 o'clock.
Now, what about as far as the event itself? Would you see a lot of like Scottish rugby fans coming in to check this out? Like, do they have a following like some of the big soccer clubs might?
I think there'll be some fans that'll come. Scotland's going down to the United States after this, so I think some people make a trip out of it. I think we'll see a lot of fans, expats coming from other cities within Canada. And I think you'll see, people within Alberta that are just Scottish that like to support their heritage. I think you'll see some people that typically wouldn't go to a rugby game but are Scottish, and, we're going to have bagpipers and create a real festival feel around the stadium on the game day. That I think, if you're not a rugby fan but you're a fan of sport, this is a great opportunity for you to get out early in the season in the summer, come watch some of the best rugby that'll be played on the planet, and it's in your hometown at Edmonton. So, Edmonton's great at supporting events. We hope that everyone gets out and spends $20, buys a ticket, comes out, has a few beverages, and, learns a little bit about the game of rugby.
Well, I could tell you, Mike, the first time I ever watched rugby live was when my sister played for the Pandas. I'd never seen rugby live, and I was kind of blown away by just how physical and fast it was. And I remember, I want to say it was 10 years ago, you took me to a game where Canada played the United States, and listened to all my stupid questions during the game to really get understanding of it. And I have a new appreciation for rugby. The thing that probably impressed me most is, for such a physical game, there's no helmets, and the tackling form is so important, and a big reason why a lot of guys, I think, don't suffer the injuries that we see in football. You don't lead with your head in rugby very often, and that's a big thing. Do you think with all the concerns now from people in the football community, are more going to rugby because they still want their son or daughter to play physical sport, but they have better tackling technique?
Oh, I think so. You see a lot of the teams actually in the NFL have hired some consultants that actually are rugby guys. Wysalli Serevi, who's one of the greatest rugby players of all time, works exclusively with the Seattle Seahawks on tackling. And I think you're seeing that people are recognizing that you don't necessarily have to hit a guy hard to knock him over. There's a certain way you can tackle and take away his legs and, hit him with your shoulder opposed to helmet on helmet. And I think you're going to see parents realizing that rugby really is a game of control. It's definitely a game of passion, but it's controlled aggression, where if you go forward and hit a guy as hard as you can, you're going to pay just as much as he's going to pay.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting. That's the technique that I think is important to learn at any level, especially in both those sports, football and rugby. And is it hard because, it is CFL, NFL is very, very popular. So a lot of younger players think, man, this is how I do. I lead head first.
I think so. I think that they think that you need to lead with your head to get that big, the YouTube hit, the with all the likes and, what sort of people are going for nowadays. But I think what you'll find is the longevity of your career will be the most important thing for you going forward, making money. And now with rugby being a collegiate sport, and you could get scholarships down in the States, and also being being a professional sport, I think people are going to see there's a different pathway with the longevity of a career outside of football.
Mike Brown joins us from MB Promotions. Announced today, Canada Rugby will be hosting Scotland June 9th at Commonwealth. When are tickets? Are they on sale now? Where can people go to get them?
Yeah, tickets are on sale first thing tomorrow morning. Premium seating will be on sale as well, and suites. So, we got something for everybody. We got field side loge seating. We got group seats and general admission. So it doesn't matter what your price point's at, we got a seat for you. So, yeah, tickets are on pre-sale open today with a code for all the Rugby Canada subscribers, and then they go on sale to the general public tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning just at rugbycanada.ca?
Rugby.ca.
Rugby.ca. And
find the event and click on the link, and they're sold on Ticketmaster as well. So if you just search on Ticketmaster Rugby Canada, the game will come up.
And I've got a lot of texts, obviously, from the rugby community. Where's the after party, Mike? Is there a planned after party? That seems to, if you don't have an after party at rugby, you're not really having a rugby event, are you?
Well, I was looking at either Strud's house or on the rocks. So,
you got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Come over for breakfast the next morning.
actually, Struddy wants to try on one of those rugby helmets that the inner guys wear. Do you have an extra one carrying around?
Yeah, I got a scrum hat, but typically we don't let mullets come out of the back of them. So,
Ouch. That really hurt. Actually, my hair in the back is pretty good. You're right. No, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, Mike, I look forward to it. June 9th, it's a 7 o'clock start at Commonwealth, and 28,481 is the – or 841 is the number you're shooting for. Set a record for rugby in Canada. Love it. Appreciate it. Yeah. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate you having me on.